All the scenes from the second invasion, when our soldiers are in IF uniforms, in those scenes, the buggers are always already dead, lying there, slumped over the controls, not a sign of struggle or anything. And Maser Rackham's battle, well, they never show us any footage from that battle.
Maybe it's a secret weapon.
No, I don't care about how we killed them. It's the buggers themselves. I don't know anything about them, and yet someday I'm supposed to fight them. I've been through a lot of fights in my life, sometimes games, sometimes not games. Every time I've won because I could understand the way my enemy thought, from what they did. I could tell what they thought I was doing, how they wanted the battle to take shape. And I played off of that. I'm very good at that, understanding how other people think. The curse of the Wigan children. She joked, but it frightened her, that Ender might understand her as completely as he did his enemies. Peter always understood her, or at least thought he did, but he was such a moral sinkhole that she never had to feel embarrassed when he guessed even her worst thoughts. But Ender, she did not want him to understand her. It would make her naked before him. She would be ashamed.
You don't think you can beat the buggers unless you know them.
It goes deeper than that. Being here alone with nothing to do, I've been thinking about myself, too, trying to understand why I hate myself so badly.
No, Ender.
Don't tell me no, Ender. It took me a long time to realize that I did, but believe me, I did. Do. And it came down to this. In the moment when I truly understand my enemy, understand him well enough to defeat him, then in that very moment, I also love him. I think it's impossible to really understand somebody, what they want, what they believe, and not love them the way they love themselves. And then in that very moment, when I love them, you beat them. For a moment, she was not afraid of his understanding.
No, you don't understand. I destroy them. I make it impossible for them to ever hurt me again. I grind them and grind them until they don't exist.
Of course you don't. And now the fear came again, worse than before. Peter has mellowed. But you, they've made you into a killer. Two sides of the same coin, but which side is which? I've really hurt some people, Val. I'm not making this up.
I know, Ender.
How will you hurt me?
See what I'm becoming, Val, he said softly. Even you are afraid of me.
And he touched her cheek so gently that she wanted to cry, like the touch of his soft baby hand when he was still an infant. She remembered that, the touch of his soft and innocent hand on her cheek.
I'm not, she said, and in that moment it was true.
You should be.
No,
I shouldn't. You're going to shrivel up if you stay in the water.
Also, the sharks might get you.
He smiled. The sharks learned to leave me alone a long time ago. But he pulled himself onto the raft, bringing a wash of water across it as it tipped. It was cold on Valentine's back.
Ender, Peter's going to do it. He's smart enough to take the time it takes, but he's going to win his way into power, if not right now, then later. I'm not sure yet whether that'll be a good thing or a bad thing. Peter can be cruel, but he knows the getting and keeping of power. And there are signs that once the bugger war is over, and maybe even before it ends, the world will collapse into chaos again. The Russian Empire was on its way to hegemony before the first invasion. If they try for it afterward, so even Peter might be a better alternative. You've been discovering some of the destroyer in yourself, Ender. Well, so have I. Peter didn't have a monopoly on that, whatever the testers thought. And Peter has some of the builder in him. He isn't kind, but he doesn't break every good thing he sees anymore. Once you realize that power will always end up with the sort of people who crave it, I think that there are worse people who could have it than Peter. With that strong a recommendation, I could vote for him myself. Sometimes it seems absolutely silly. A 14-year-old boy and his kid sister plotting to take over the world. She tried to laugh. It wasn't funny. We aren't just ordinary children, are we? None of us. Don't you sometimes wish we were? She tried to imagine herself being like the other girls at school, tried to imagine life if she didn't feel responsible for the future of the world. It would be so dull. I don't think so. And he stretched out on the raft, as if he could lie on the water forever. It was true. Whatever they did to Ender in the battle school, they had spent his ambition. He really did not want to leave the sun-warmed waters of this bowl. No, she realized. No, he believes that he doesn't want to leave here, but there is still too much of Peter in him. Or too much of me. None of us could be happy for long doing nothing. Or perhaps it's just that none of us could be happy living with no other company than ourselves. So she began to prod again. What is the one name that everyone in the world knows? Mazer Rackham. And what if you win the next war, the way Mazer did?
Mazer Rackham was a fluke. A reserve. Nobody believed in him. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
But suppose you do it. Suppose you beat the buggers, and your name is known the way Mazer Rackham's name is known.
Let somebody else be famous. Peter wants to be famous. Let him save the world.
I'm not talking about fame, Ender. I'm not talking about power, either. I'm talking about accidents.
Just like the accident that Mazer Rackham happened to be the one who was there when somebody had to stop the buggers. If I'm here, said Ender, then I won't be there. Somebody else will. Let them have the accident.
His tone of weary unconcern infuriated her.
I'm talking about my life, you self-centered little bastard.
If her words bothered him, he didn't show it. Just lay there, eyes closed.
When you were little and Peter tortured you, it's a good thing I didn't lie back and wait for Mom and Dad to save you. They never understood how dangerous Peter was. I knew you had the monitor, but I didn't wait for them either. Do you know what Peter used to do to me because I stopped him from hurting you?
Shut up, Ender whispered.
Because she saw that his chest was trembling, because she knew that she had indeed hurt him, because she knew that just like Peter, she had found his weakest place and stabbed him there, she fell silent.
I can't beat them, Ender said softly.
I'll be out there like Mazer Rackham one day, and everybody will be depending on me. And I won't be able to do it.
If you can't enter, then nobody could.
If you can't beat them, then they deserve to win because they're stronger and better than us. It won't be your fault. Tell it to the dead.